All right, so if you study any kind of online stuff long enough, you'll find out that actions and words should line up. When the actions and the words don't line up, especially when the actions are worse than the words, you know it's time to make a decision. If actions and words do not match, then something is not right. Hello? This is the easy button. Whether it's a job, whether it's a marriage, whether it's friends, family, co-workers, whatever. If the actions and the words don't line up, then it's a red flag. Yeah. If you take a job and they say, we're going to pay you this much, and then the check comes in and it's different, what are you going to do? You're going to look for another job because they lied. They're not following through with what they said. Their actions are different than their words. Their actions are different than their words. It's really a trip. When you really break it down to its ultimate awareness of any situation, that's it right there. Are their actions and their words lining up? Is it just future faking? Is it just fake promises? Or is it just somebody talking and wanting to do it, but they just don't have the power? They don't have the ability or the power or the fortitude or the unction or the gunction or the intestinal fortitude to do it. But they can go through with, they can make other things happen, but with you, they just don't have the unction or the gunction or the want to. If you want to, you'll make it happen. There's always things that can stop, but if it's in their power to follow through and they don't, then it's words and actions don't line up. And there you go. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. The salesman or the sales lady can talk a good talk, but are they going to follow through? Are they going to follow through with the product? Are they going to follow through with the customer service, you know? If they have the unction, they can function. But if there's no unction in there, and it's just fake, then they're not going to function in that capacity that they say they're going to function. They have no unction to function. The unction of the spirit, the unction of the heart, the unction of love, whatever it is, the unction of accountability, the unction of dependability, the unction of character. If they don't have the unction, they don't function. I just came up with a new word, a new saying. If there's no unction in there, there's no function. If they don't have the character or the want to or the... they can speak the unction all day, but it's not going to function right. That's it in a nutshell right there. You can lie to yourself all day long, but if the unction and the function don't line up, Notice the word unction doesn't have an F in front of it, because F is number six, which is the earth plane, man. So if you got the unction of the Spirit, or the unction of love, or the unction of character, then you can function. F is letter number six, and it's man embodying the unction. So if God gives you the unction, whether it's love or truth or a job, a career, health, I mean a skill or whatever, you have the unction, you can't function. I mean, if you have it, you can function, but if you don't have it, you can't function. It's all in the words, it's all in the letters, it's all in, every person is actually a book. And if you listen to them, you watch them, you study them, you follow, you ask them this, and you look for the result. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So they're speaking the unction that's inside, they're speaking it. But what if they don't have the power to follow through? You don't know if it's a lie or truth. Maybe they just don't have the power. Maybe they are. Maybe they want it. But there's nothing, they can't do it. There's no true character in there for them to walk in it. It's really sad, ain't it? It's a sad situation. If you're coming across that, somebody says they got the unction, but it never functions out in the real world. It never embodies that. They say it, but it never embodies in them. What they say doesn't embody, doesn't function. It doesn't manifest. Then there's really nothing else, nothing you can do. That's it. No unction, no function. It was just unction of words. It wasn't real. Just like online, a lot of online's not real. There's a lot of people in the 3D is not real. You might walk up to them face to face, shake their hand. You're talking to them. They might accidentally spit on you while they're talking. It feels real. You shake their hand, you pat them on the back, say, good to see you. But they're not even real. It's just flattery and fake reality. If you see it I saw it growing up, people who were fake. Fake is all get out. You go online. Seems real, but there's still fake people online. So you learn to try the spirits by their words and their typesets and their responses. You can ask the proper question and know everything. It takes a while to get good at it. You can ask a question, they don't even know you're asking a question to test them. It's just a general question, and you're like seeing right through it. Seeing right through the scam. Who knows the motive? Only God knows the motive. You can try to figure it out. But if they have no unction to function, they don't even know their own motive. That's the sad part. They don't even know their own motive. They're just walking in some kind of delusion, I guess.